Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg underwent surgery today for early-stage lung cancer. Doctors say her prospect for a full recovery look good if there are no further complications. But the justice, who hopes to be back on the court in early January, is 85 years old. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is here. And Nina, what do we know about this surgery?
It was performed this morning at Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York City. The cancer was discovered incidentally last month when Ginsburg fell and fractured several ribs. Subsequent CT scans, followed by other tests, showed two suspicious lesions which were confirmed today as malignant, according to Dr. Valerie Rusch, who performed the surgery. She said there was no evidence of any remaining disease, and scans performed before surgery indicated no evidence of disease elsewhere in the body. Currently, she said, no further treatment is planned, meaning no chemotherapy or radiation is planned as of now. Justice Ginsburg is said to be resting comfortably and is expected to remain in the hospital for a few days.
And the prospects for recovery are good, you're reporting today.
Well, I've talked to other thoracic surgeons who say that if subsequent pathology reports indicate no lymph node involvement, her prospects for a full recovery and a five-year survival rate are about 80%. Hmm. If there is lymph node involvement, those odds drop to about 50 to 55%. And this all assumes, of course, that there are no serious complications. The rate of those is 5 to 10%.
Okay. And in your reporting today, you're calling this early stage cancer, which, of course, is going to help the situation.
Well, it's probably stage one or two. It was found incredibly early. Thoracic surgeons that I contacted said that because the surgery for non-small cell lung cancer has improved so dramatically in recent years, and because people with good health insurance end up, like Justice Ginsburg did, getting CT scans a lot, the prospects for early detection and good recovery have gone way up, even for older people like Ginsburg and people in their 80s. She's aiming to be back on the court in early January, I think. But that seems a lot. That seems really early to me. But,
yeah, it does.
You know, but they tell me that she should be, if there are no further complications, back at her desk in a week or so. She can go home in a few days. But again, I stress, as they say in surgery, these are early days. You don't want to get ahead of yourself in predictions. Anything can happen and complications can come up.
Yeah. Now, look, she's been on the court for 25 years. She's never missed a day of arguments. It's also not her first bout with cancer. So you have to think that Democrats, liberals, are wondering about the future of the court right now.
Oh, yes. Liberals will have their hearts in their throats worrying about the possibility of President Trump getting a third Supreme Court nomination. And some liberal critics will say again that Ginsburg should have retired during President Obama's second term. But remember that Republicans controlled the Senate by then, and they blocked Obama's nominee to the court for nearly a year after Justice Antonin Scalia died in 2016. 6 years ago, Ginsburg was a healthy 79. She was in her prime on the court. She still is. And I think that she probably thought that the odds were not good for confirming someone like her if she stepped down.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg on the news that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has undergone surgery today for lung cancer. Thanks so much.